What's going on, gamblers, degens, and everybody else in between? This is the Gamblers Anonymous Podcast, GAP, GAP for short, because we're closing the gap between you and the bookies. Hopefully, y'all are ready for this March Madness weekend. March Madness weekend, baby. We're back. I'm sorry about last week. I recorded the episode, and what happened? I didn't have enough room on my laptop, so I couldn't finish recording. I lost the recording, and I didn't have time to do another one, but we're back this week, and we're back with a vengeance, and because of that, I'm making amends for what I've done, and because of it, we're doing not one, not two, but three back-to-back-to-back days of March Madness. So this is March Madness day one of three. I'm your host, JG. And I still will go over the recap from 2 weeks ago. First one I gave y'all guys, Chiesa, Federico Chiesa, over 1.5 shots, minus 163, cha-ching, 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 that came in. He had 6 shots in that match. 2 just missed the bottom right goal for our to the moon, or I had him scoring. He just missed, what else? I think he got one saved. And one hit the far right post. And so we're that close to hitting our to the moon. And that close, we're going to get it eventually. The next one I gave you all guys, Fiorentina versus Roma. Goal scored before the 30-minute mark. And that came in at minus 120. So cha-ching, cha-ching. A beautiful goal scored by Nicolas Gonzalez from a perfect corner. Perfect corner by Luca Ranieri. Oh, I got that actually wrong. Luca Ranieri from a beautiful cross from Nicolas Gonzalez. Beautiful header. Another one off the post and another one that Fiorentina saved off the line. So we had over 1.5 goals in the first half and we're that close again. And finally, Calgary Wranglers money line minus 130. We lost that. They got absolutely pumped 5-1, but the score was not indicative of that game. I feel bad for Dustin Wolf. I said he is AHL goal of the year. He's now in the NHL with Vladar out for the year. But man, 5-on-3 goal, nothing you can do. Turnover right in front of the net. Guy spun around, put it through his five hole. Nothing he can do. Shot from the point, deflected in. Again, with a screen in front, nothing he could do. And then the final goal he allowed was a breakaway goal. None of the puck luck was on the side of the Wranglers. Puck going through the crease, off the post. They couldn't score. They outshot them. They outplayed them. But end of the day, we lost that one. And I had the Wranglers winning by 1. They lost 5-1. Hey, what are you going to do? We're not here, but we're done with that. It's the March Madness spectacles. The March Madness Emporium, day one of three. So let's get the first one I got for you guys. Duquesne versus Illinois. And Illinois to hit 35 points first in the first half at minus 116. Duquesne just pulled off an upset defeating BYU, but now they're facing Illinois, who absolutely spanked Morehead State. And unfortunately for Duquesne, I see the exact same thing happening to them. They're about to get spanked. Illinois is one of the best teams in the nation in first half scoring buckets. They're ranked number 12 of 362 teams. They're in the top 5 percentile. The top 5 percentile in the nation. And they average a whopping 39.8 points per game in the first half. They have hit 35 points in the first half in their last 13 of 15 games, which is a solid 87%. They're hitting this at 87% of the time. And now when we look at Duquesne, on the other hand, they're ranked 211th in the nation in first half points, averaging 33.4 points a game. And this is a raised turtle in the hair. The turtle can't even get the 35 points. Because let me tell you, in their last 15 games, they've only hit this mark 5 times for 33%. They are hitting the 35 points 33% of the time. Ay, 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 ay. I feel bad for them. Illinois plays an up-tempo game, and Duquesne is in the bottom third of the nation in playing with tempo. And when you look at it, Illinois is a top 15 team in defensive rebounds, and they're a top 20 team in offensive boards. So if Duquesne misses their first shot, most likely they ain't getting that ball back. And if they're playing with Illinois' tempo and speed, they ain't going to be able to keep up. And if Illinois misses, they have a great chance of getting that board back and running up the score. And I really like this game here. But come on now. This is easy money. So lock it in. Illinois to get 35 points first. Minus 160. Let's go. Lock number two. Texas versus Tennessee. I have the under 146 total, minus 110. Now, after watching both of these teams, how they played in the first half, I think this one is going to be a tight, tight game, tight scoring, 2-3 possession game when it comes down to it. Texas just allowed 44 points in their first game to Colorado State, which is the second lowest number scored. Wait, how am I going to say this? How did I put this down? Texas allowed just 44 points against them to Colorado State, which is the second fewest they ever allowed in the NCAA tournament. And Tennessee just allowed 49 points to St. Peter's. This is going to be a defensive game. This is going to be tightly contested. This is the yin to their yang. And what I mean by that is the offense of Tennessee is completely matched by the defense of Texas, and the vice versa as well. So Texas offense is going to be stagnant to Tennessee's defense. And I'll give you a little more insight into this. Texas' strength on offense is their shooting ability. Their two-point shooting percentage is 53.3%, which is 67th best. They shoot 35.6 from the three, which is 87th best. And their overall shooting is 47.2%, which is 44th best. But Tennessee matches up greatly against them. They hold their opponents to 44.1% from the two, which is 8th best in the nation. Again, we just jumped from the top 5% to Illinois. Now we're going to the top 2%. This is insane. Next, from the three, they hold their opponents to 31%, which is 29th. And overall shooting is at 38.6%, which is the third best in the nation. Third best. Now we're in the top percent. And Tennessee, on the other hand, they shoot this two at 51.7%, and their shooting percentage is at 44.6. And Texas matches up against that, like Tennessee does for them. Texas holds teams to 47% from the two, and overall shooting, they hold teams to 42.9%. But what they really do on defense, Texas, is that they limit their opponents to only 18.5 threes a game. And Tennessee shoots the three at 25.5 times per game. So we're limiting their threes, and we just stop each other. We're each other's kryptonites on offense. So when it comes down to it, we look at the average points scored for each team. And average point against, so we come up with the median. That comes to 145.95. So give it up to the bookies. They have a good line here. And you can buy yourself a point. You can buy yourself 2 points to ensure you get it. But at the very least, this is going to be a push for us. So at total spread at 146, at minus 110, I am going to jump on that. So lock it in. Texas versus Tennessee under 146 points, minus 110. Now our lock number three, Oregon versus Creighton. And for this one, we're going both teams to score 60 points and Creighton to get the dub. Creighton to get the win at minus 190. I'm just keeping this one as simple as possible. Creighton is hands down the better team. Maybe not hands down, but they're definitely the better team. You get what I'm saying here. Oregon averages 75.7 points a game, and Creighton averages 80.4 points a game. Oregon in their last 20 have at least scored 60 in 19 of those 20 games, which is good for 95% of the time. The only game they didn't put up 60 was against Washington State, and I'm pretty sure that's a rivalry game. So that's going to be a tightly contested game. That's going to be a hard-nosed defensive game because neither team wants to lose. Sorry. And Creighton as well have put up 60 points in their last 19 of 22. So again, we're hitting that 95% mark. What could be better? The only team that stopped Creighton from putting up 60 points was the UConn Huskies. And if you guys check out KenPom, that's what I go off of a lot of time. They have them the number one ranked team in the nation. So the only team that's going to stop Creighton from putting up 60 points is the number one team. I'm going to tell you all right now, Oregon is not the top team in the league. So we're going to keep this one as simple as possible. And when Creighton is priced at minus 245, they win 88% of the time. So minus 190 for both teams to score and Creighton to win might not be a big payout, but it's going to be a payout nonetheless. So lock it in, both teams to score 60 points and Creighton to win minus 190. Lock it in. And now let's go to the moon. Texas versus Tennessee. I think, like I said earlier, it's going to be a 2-3 possession game when it comes down to it. So I got the winning margin. Either team can win by 6 to 10 points at plus 240. It's a couple threes, couple twos at the end of the game. You get into some foul trouble. There you go. 6 to 10 points. I'm liking what I see here. Duquesne versus Illinois. I got the exact same thing. I don't know why, but I think Illinois takes the foot off the brake at the end of the game and lets Duquesne cover that plus 10. So I know I said they're going to spank them, and I think they should. They should absolutely spank that shit out of them, which they should. But if they take that foot off the brake and Duquesne plays similar to what they did against BYU, I think Illinois wins by 6 to 10 points, and that's coming in at plus 280. And the final one I got for you guys, Oregon versus Creighton. I have this winning margin a bit closer. I have it at 1 to 5 at plus 165. This one is more of a hunch than I know so, but that's why we call it to the moon. And when you put all those three together, that comes at plus 3,323. You put 30 on it, you get $1,027.14 for the first leg of the To the Moon of our 3-day March Madness spectacle. So I will see y'all tomorrow. Gamble at your own risk. Peace.